Good morning and welcome into the Captain J-Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app with David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood with you. Good morning, Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. Thanks so much for keeping the conversation going on Twitch. We are busy today. We got a lot of stuff going on, Cap. All right, first of all, this hour we're going to hear from Ryan Poles, the general manager of the Bears.
Yeah, live, the press conference where you cannot hear it anywhere else in town because we are your new home of Chicago Bears football. Ryan Poles and DJ Moore are going to meet the media, and Ryan may shed some light on what else he's got planned.
Okay, so from there, Bleck and Abdallah are in for Greeny from 10 to noon. Then Carmen and Tyler, they're doing hardwood hooky because it's the NCAA tournament.
How about that?
It starts today.
Let's go.
So we got Carmen and Tyler. They're going to be broadcasting live from the Hard Rock in Gary, Indiana, the Hard Rock Casino. So they're going to be doing hardwood hooky, which is awesome. That's our spot for our fantasy football fest that we have. We were there last year.
We'll be there again this year, I believe.
Yeah, so that's our spot. Then Waddle and Sylvie. Then we've got Bears Weekly starting today with Jeff Joniak.
How about that?
The voice of the Bears. Fade to black. Joniak's going to be here at 6, right?
Like that.
And then after that, we join in progress Northwestern against Boise in the first round of the NCAA tournament in Sacramento.
Love it.
So we get Joniak and it. It's a busy day. It's a lot of stuff going on here.
We have a lot going on.
Got Ryan Poles, so it's crazy. So our leading story today is Aaron Rodgers. And before you roll your eyes, Bears fans, what it is is that when a quarterback is as dominant as Aaron Rodgers has been against the Bears, you can't help but to talk about him. 24-5 is the record for Aaron Rodgers against the Bears. I mean, clearly, Rodgers has been the hammer, and the Bears have been the nail. And the question is it a rivalry when someone beats you that badly? Well, you know, let me just tell you this. So as a Georgia fan, when we play Georgia Tech and we continue to pound Georgia Tech in college football, it's still a rivalry. I still can't stand Georgia Tech, even though we pound them all the time. Same thing here with the Bears and Packers, especially amongst the fans. There's always a rivalry that's built in.
So,
correct?
Yes, he's crushed us. And in the 80s, we crushed them. That's what made the Don Majkowski play so unbelievable, because the Packers never beat the Bears.
Mm-hmm.
It is still a rivalry. For all those years, the Cardinals had their way with the Cubs. The Twins had their way with the White Sox.
Oh, boy.
Still a rivalry. They're having the upper hand in said rivalry. But when Mississippi and Mississippi State play, it's a rivalry.
Right.
The Yankees and the Red Sox, rivalry. And if one team is more dominant than the other, so be it. Then fix it. But yes, he's still our rival. He's still our owner. He kicked our ass.
That's right. And Shea, so outside of Michigan, as a Michigan State guy, who else does Michigan State have a problem with?
Notre Dame.
All right.
Ohio State a little bit. Indiana.
Indiana. Well, don't you kick Indiana's ass?
The old brass spittoon, man. It's important. Penn State's a big one. Always the final game of the year. Well, but that one, it's dropped off for me. Michigan's the big one. And then you get Notre Dame and Ohio State, kind of, because Michigan State got good for a little bit.
You can't have, like, 9 rivals.
Sure you can.
Why not?
You get 9.
You cannot.
Why not? In college? Sure.
You can have games that are cool and they're important. You can't have 9 rivals.
Well, I think the trophy games, it gets to be a little bit much. But the big one, like, you can have 3. Why can't I have Michigan, Notre Dame, and Ohio State? Why can't I have 3?
Ohio State, Michigan State?
It's not huge. It's really Michigan
That's
and
not
Notre
rivalry.
Dame. It's Michigan and Notre Dame are the big ones.
You kick Indiana's ass all the time.
Yeah.
They hate you.
I think that's a trophy game.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not a... Your rival is Michigan.
Yes. We don't even play Notre Dame anymore. Like, if you ask me who Michigan State's rival is, the answer is always going to be Michigan.
Exactly.
So the rivalry is still there. Even, again, it's definitely amongst the fans. You could ask an average Bears fan. They're talked, I'm sure, that the head coach and former players come in and say, hey, this is the rivalry, Bears and Packers. And it resonates with some, and for others, it probably doesn't. Just another game. We famously remember Eric Kramer telling Dan McNeil that the Packer game is just another game. Oh, God. It's just another game.
Do you know how I became really close friends with Joe Girardi? We were in the locker room. We had a nice working relationship. And I said something about Cubs White Sox. He's like, click three more off the calendar and three more when they're over there. We'd really rather just play other teams and get them on the schedule. I'm like, have you lost your mind? That's the stupidest thing you've ever said. What did you say? I said, that's the stupidest thing you've ever said. Cubs White Sox. That is a rivalry for the fans, man. And that's who you play for. We got into it. Into it.
He gets chesty, so I understand.
Yeah. And now he's one of my closest friends.
Yeah.
And he went out, did his batting practice. He came back in, and the media wanted to talk to him again. Maybe it was after the game. And I'm standing there. He goes, not speak until he leaves. I'm not getting into this again. So I walked away so everyone else could do their thing. And then he called me. Okay, it might have got a little sideways. When we become best of friends, you know, how many years was that? 20-some years ago.
But, what college did Joe go to?
Northwestern.
Not understanding the Cubs.
And grew up a Cubs fan from Peoria, for crying out loud.
That's what I thought. Weird.
Joe, you're better than that.
That's weird. So now there's a couple of things at work. We got to hear from Aaron Rodgers on with Pat McAfee and talked about a number of things. What about Lazard? Now, Lazard is going to be a Jet. What about you?
I think objectively, a lot of people can look at Alan Lazard and go, he's a really good player. We would love to have him on our team. And then anybody with a brain would maybe call me on any team and go, hey, what kind of locker room guy is Alan Lazard? What's his work ethic like? And I'd say, he's a f***ing great dude.
Oh.
He's a f***ing dude. Anybody would be lucky to have him in the locker room. Look at the track record from the guy sitting over there. To
all-time leading tackle.
What happened with Jordy Nelson and Randall Cobb and Julius Peppers, Clay Matthews, Brett Goode, on and on and on. There's just a way of doing things that, you don't want to bring it back, that's fine. It's a business. But there's a way of doing it that allows the man to keep the dignity. And honestly, that's some of the stuff I was fighting for a couple of years ago. Like, how can we do this a little bit better? If we want to be about family and want to be about love and taking care of our people, like let's put our actions where our words at. That's in, because it's really important to me. That part is important. Now I'm the person, and look, I'm not offended by any of this. I'm not a victim by any of this. I don't have that mentality. I have nothing but love and appreciation. It's been bittersweet. Like, coming to this reality has been really bittersweet, because I was drafted by Green Bay. I love that city, love that organization, and always going to have love for that organization. But the facts are, right now, they want to move on.
Oh, my God, it's right there. See it.
And now, so do I.
Okay. Thoughts there from Aaron Rodgers. He's putting it on them as if Rodgers is saying, oh, Green Bay wants to move on, so now. So the reaction is that the divorce was happening. You want to put the heat on the organization? That's fine. More times than not, in the public opinion, the court of public opinion, people probably will side with the player and Aaron Rodgers and say the evil Packers have decided to part ways with Aaron Rodgers. That's the portrait he tried to paint on McAfee yesterday.
I push back at that, because he said, just tell me when we had our meeting at the end of the season, we want to go with Jordan. We're going to move on. And that's fine. Hey, we had a great run. Facilitate wherever I'm going to go. If I'm going to play, let's make this happen. Good luck. And he says, Jordan loves a effing great kid, and he's going to be a great player.
Mm-hmm.
Just be honest. If they truly sat in a room with him and went, Hoodie, we want you here as long as you want to be here. And as soon as you left, all right, start finding somebody we can put in the mornings. Really? Well, how about just being honest?
Yes.
So if he's telling the truth, and the Packers have not pushed back on what he said at all, then shame on them. And I'm not excusing his diva-like behavior last year when he wasn't there for OTAs and minicamp. That don't complain that your rookie receivers, one of whom is from North Dakota or North Dakota State, took him time to learn the NFL way. Well, you should have been there to help him.
So, I mean, did you want them to respond like the White House as soon as Rodgers is over, come out with a statement refuting all the stuff that he was saying? He's on there. He was on there for a long time.
You're telling me that he couldn't have picked up the phone and called Jason Wilde, Rob Domofsky, Mark Tauscher, I'm talking about Gutekunst, and said, that's a lie. We never, ever told him we wanted him to retire a Packer and stay as long as you want. That would have been a tweet that would have gone viral in 2 seconds.
That'll come out at some point on their time. On their time.
It may not come out because it may be true.
It's just his side of the story. He's got the platform, the big bully pulpit on the McAfee show, which is fine. I don't necessarily believe everything he was saying. As a matter of fact, because of I've heard him on that show so often, I wouldn't believe Aaron Rodgers' tongue if it became notarized. So, also some thoughts from Aaron Rodgers regarding Adam Schefter and Diana Rossini.
Listen, just ask Schefter what I texted him when he somehow got my number and texted me. You know, I didn't respond to Diana Rossini, I think her name is.
Yes, like Diana.
You got my great number word. As well. But, like, I would say the same thing that I told Schefty. Lose my number. Ooh. Nice try. Listen, I'll speak for myself. I'm sure there'll be people that... have their sources. But, from what I've seen, it's like I had a sheet of paper when I met with the Jets and I said, sign these people. And that's not the reality. That's okay. So ridiculous.
Okay. Thoughts there from Aaron Rodgers. Mm-hmm. Here's my bottom line. Mm-hmm. My bottom line is that the ball's in the court of the Packers. They control this. Mm-hmm. Right? Like, are they ready for Jordan Love? Sure. But I know Aaron Rodgers wants to go to the Jets. What I would just say is that I think that the Packers have the leverage in this spot. The Jets are desperate. They have been a lousy franchise for a long time. When you can only hold up Namath as your greatest achievement with the Jets, that's a problem. It's Namath up here and then a couple of AFC championship games with Rex Ryan there.
Yeah, with Mark Sanchez. They had Ken O'Brien. He was okay.
A little boomer here. I mean, it's
boomer.
It's done. But I mean, so I understand in their position. Like, boy, he might be 39, but I think there's some gas still left in the tank. We need him to put us over the top. If nothing else, make us a perennial playoff team. I get it. I still wonder what the conversation is. That's the conversation I want to have. Like, it's Aaron Rodgers, a first and a third. That's it.
He's 39, and I'm taking on a ton of money.
I mean, it's up to the Packers, though. Like, I want more. That guy's a Hall of Famer. What else can you give me? Can you give me a player off your roster, too? You pull it like Poles does and just get as much as you can, a haul if you can. I know he's 39, Cap, but that's not Andy Dalton at 39. That's Aaron Rodgers at 39. And you know how this works now. He might be 39 in age, but he still could give you 3 to 5 years of good football.
Yeah, I think 3 years is probably what he plays. I don't think you're getting a haul like Ryan Poles got. You're not.
I like to have a player and a first-round pick. It starts there.
And at some point, the Jets are going to go, you know what? Lamar Jackson's out there. We'll make a move there.
You know how much I'd love that. Because that really stirs the pot.
That would be unbelievable. Can you imagine if, like, the New York Post got tipped off and the Jets went, be at this address. We're bringing Lamar Jackson to town. Or we're flying to wherever he's at.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Packers are going to be like, all right, we don't need this guy back.
Amazing. The Sweet Region in our Breakfast Madness is coming up next. And your reaction, 312-332-3776. What do you think of Aaron Rodgers, possibly out of the division in the NFC North, on the home of the Bears, ESPN 1000?
Cap and Jay Hood are back.
Just when I thought I was out. They pull me back in.
On Chicago's home for sports, ESPN Chicago.
Thanks for being with us here on the Cap and Jay Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. Now time to reveal our Sweet Region. Again, you could... these are my confessions and all of a sudden gone. When it's now time for the Sweet Region of our Breakfast Madness bracket here on the Cap and Jay Hood Morning Show. All right, Cap, we went through fast food, and now here we are with the Sweet Region. All right, here's Shea Norling to reveal the brackets. Again, you can vote at ESPN1000 on Twitter. Shay?
I'm sure there will be no debate about the seeding here. The number one seed in the Sweet Region and arguably the number one seed overall, Pancakes, taking on your 16 seed Sweet Oatmeal. That's your maple brown sugar, your apple cinnamon, whatever kind of nice sweet oatmeal you enjoy is going to get murdered by Pancakes here in the first round.
I would agree. Pancakes, again, I don't eat them very often, but they're good. They're good. I like them with blueberries in them. Those are good.
When it's made properly, pancakes can be fantastic. And, of course, sweet oatmeal. One thing for sure, it's ageless, Jay Moore.
Oh, yeah.
You can gum it if you need to.
You can.
You can.
But I think Pancakes, blowout city, lay the 25. They're going to win big.
You got to have the buttermilk in the pancakes.
Oh, boy. In Mama's kitchen now. The 9-8.
The 9-8 matchup is yogurt, the 9 seed, taking on the 8 seed, a good old strudel.
Now, what's the difference between strudel and coffee cake? Because I'm a huge coffee cake guy.
That's a very good question. And the first time I was introduced to strudel was Mr. Andy, our Polish friend that would come by, my dad's Polish friend. And he'd bring over the Entenmann's. He'd go to some of the Polish fair and bring in. That's the first time I saw a strudel. Apple strudel.
Right.
Cherry strudel. Fantastic.
Correct.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a cherry strudel is spectacular. Oh,
against yogurt. Now, again, that's a tough one. Yogurt, healthy? That's going to be interesting.
Sometimes healthy.
Depends.
Some have gobs of sugar in them.
Yeah. Strudel's good, though,
I would have to vote strudel there. Oof. Yeah, that's a good matchup.
The 5-12, Shay.
The 5 croissant going up against the 12 seed, kind of the hipster innovation lately, overnight oats. Charlie keeps bringing these in, the overnight oats.
You know what that is?
Yeah, they make them like in a mason jar, and you add a bunch of different ingredients. You can go in different ways, and then it ages overnight in the fridge, and you've got your breakfast. It's okay. I'm not a croissant guy because I don't like they're flaky. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a croissant guy, so I would probably go overnight oats there with a 12-5 upset.
Overnight oats. Interesting. Never heard of that before until I saw this bracket. Interesting.
Yeah.
It's a new fad. They're pretty good. I keep hearing really great things about them.
I think it was a Quaker invention.
Yeah, Charlie keeps coming in with his mason jar full of oats, and honestly, it looks good. Looks appetizing.
You can actually get it across the street, too.
What do you say, Jay Moore?
You can get it across the street at Protein Bar.
I believe that the mason jar should only be used for when mom made preservatives or her own jelly, or, of course, moonshine.
Moonshine, yep.
Go right ahead. Wow. Tastes better.
All right, here you go, Cap. Your 13-seed coffee cake taking on the 4-seed cinnamon rolls. I don't think this is going to be particularly close,
but I wanted to make sure coffee cake got a blowout.
Oh, get out of here. Coffee cake over cinnamon rolls?
Yes.
No shot.
It 100%. Depends on how the cinnamon roll is made, though. That's why coffee cake will probably be an upset.
What if the cinnamon roll's like a Cinnabon?
That's a win right there.
I'm saying like that. Like,
the Cinnabon is a win.
Or the little white doughboy. What's his name?
Pillsbury.
Yeah, Pillsbury. What about him?
Like a great coffee cake from like Once Upon a Deli up in Northbrook makes an awesome one, but there's coffee cakes all over the place. Oh, my goodness.
413 is going to be interesting to me. I think it's compelling.
For me, coffee cake should win that handily.
To me, this is the first region where there's going to be multiple upsets, possibly.
Yes.
314, Shay.
The 3 Belgian waffles, my pick to make the final 4, going up against the 14 seed banana nut bread.
What is a Belgian waffle?
It's a waffle made from Belgium.
Let me ask you something. You live under a rock. What is a Belgian waffle?
Yeah.
You've never been to a restaurant, a breakfast place like Espresso, like you like to go to, and seen a Belgian waffle on the menu? It's like a fluffy waffle.
You're just not a waffle guy, right?
No, but what is the difference between Belgian waffles and regular waffles?
It's made in Belgium. I'm just kidding.
It's true. That is true. That's a true statement. Taste-wise, it's been on the menus that you've been to.
Right, but I have always wondered, what's the difference? I'll have a order of waffles, now I want the Belgian waffles.
What you need is the Belgian waffle because it's a little bit fluffier, it's larger, and it's got deeper pockets. You can really increase the butter to waffle ratio. Get the syrup that sits deeper in those pockets. Anytime you get a deep waffle, that's what you're looking for.
Mm. Yeah, I would 100%. I love banana nut bread. My wife makes a great one. I would go banana nut bread with the 14-3 upset.
Baby, I love your waffle, though.
All right.
Deep pockets. I like it. Down to your knee. Go ahead.
Wow.
Let's move on. The 11-seed smoothies taking on the 6th-seeded crepes.
Again, another very compelling matchup here.
The Sweet Region's got some really nice games to open the contest.
You like a nice crepe, don't you?
No.
Never had a crepe?
I've had them. My wife makes them for the kids when they're over at the house. Yeah. Not for me. It's God bless. Enjoy. My kids love crepes.
I'm with you, Cap. I'm a smoothie guy, so I'm going to have to vote smoothie.
I would go smoothie there.
I think I probably had a lot more smoothies than crepes, that's for sure. And that's fine dining. We don't have that on the south side. Shay.
The 7 seed. A little bit of a generalization here. Muffins going up against the 10-seed donuts. I felt like that was a fitting matchup. Muffins going against donuts. Donuts, an upset-minded 10 here.
Yeah. Donuts down the line, down the track. 10?
Yeah, I would go blueberry muffin over donuts. Not a donut guy. I like a blueberry muffin. Yeah,
Donuts hasn't had a great recruiting class.
They have not.
It's a storied program, but a little bit down lately.
Yeah.
Well, the donut?
Well, the donut, here's a problem. The donut is not in a Power 5 conference. That's the problem. Okay. Because if you're looking for the exotic donuts, it's got to be at some special place, right?
Right.
It's not like, it's not at Dunkin', it's at that donut, or it's
Fire
some,
Cakes.
Someplace downtown here. That's where it stands, but it's not.
Do right.
Those are just like the...
Your luxury donuts.
The luxury donut.
There you go.
It is the... What conference would that be? Yeah, that's not Power 5.
No, the ACC. Conference USA.
That's, yeah, kind of the American Conference USA, maybe the Missouri ACC. Valley.
Holy cow.
Right.
That's very good. That's what's become, because you go to Dunkin', what do you go for now? Coffee?
Their coffee's outstanding.
You ever see me order a donut?
No.
Because I don't know how long they've been there.
Correct.
Let's be honest. It is the rolling hot dog at the gas station. I mean, it really is.
Or at Home Depot.
I mean, seriously, I have no idea.
Okay.
All right, the 2-16 matchup.
2-15. The 15-seed, a little England here. Scones taking on the 2-seed prohibitive favorite in this matchup, French toast.
It's okay. A blowout.
So my wife makes amazing cinnamon scones, but they're great, but they're soft, they're good. Normal scone, dry and crumbly.
Your blank's dry.
So, unless it's my wife making her scones, my wife's an amazing baker, I'd have to go French toast here. Don't really eat it, but it's good.
It would be French toast for sure.
Like, if you said, I can have French toast, waffles, or pancakes, French toast.
I think French toast would get it done. I haven't...
Like on a challah bread?
What kind of bread?
Challah bread.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That'd be amazing. Like a thick French toast. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's pretty good.
You could do the French toast on the brioche bread. That's pretty good, too.
There you go.
Is a challah bread like a Texas toast?
Yes, similar.
Okay.
Similar.
Okay.
Similar.
What are you saying, Shay?
I do not know. Don't do that to me.
Go ahead, Shay.
No.
Go ahead.
No.
Go ahead, Shay.
I'm not going to get myself in trouble this morning.
All right.
So I will just say French toast, I think, is the winner here. But you got to be careful with the French toast. You got to make sure you're using a stiffer bread. You don't want to.
Yes.
Yeah. That's important.
Well, that's the hope.
You need a stiff bread.
So that's, here you take a look there. That's our bracket for the Sweet Region. You can
go
vote
coffee cake
at ESPN 1000. Where? I mean, you got to live a little, Cap. You're not going to die if you just have a Belgian waffle or. Or a donut, especially a good one.
Why are donuts a breakfast food? That's a dessert item. That's what I've never understood.
That's a cake and a pie.
It's cops, man.
Correct.
You mean, would you say it's cops? Is that what you just said?
Yeah, they work all 24 hours.
The donut you have, I assume, with your coffee in the morning. So it's become a breakfast item.
ESPN 1000, hi. Hello.
What's going on, Hoodie?
Hey, what's up, Justin?
Hey, how you doing, Hoodie? Hey, I noticed you all and Capper are, you know, kind of down in the donuts. The best donuts I've had, 67th and Pulaski, Huck Finn. I just wanted to throw that in there.
I've heard of Huck Finn. I've never had it. I've heard Huck Finn is awesome.
Thank you, Justin from Dallas, for checking in on the ESPN Chicago app. Still to come, some thoughts about Aaron Rodgers and the NFL, and even more. And again, we're counting down to Ryan Poles. He'll have his press conference scheduled for 9:45 right here on the Home of the Bears, ESPN 1000.
Place you're getting it. Take that.
Here's today's headline with Cap'n J. Hood.
Good morning, Chicago. The Chicago Bears signed a quarterback. A backup quarterback, P.J. Walker, he agreed to a two-year deal with the team yesterday. Walker has experience in the backup roles, starting 7 of his 15 games played in 3 years at Carolina. Orlando Brown is off the market. We were thinking maybe the Bears could get after him. No, Cincinnati says, who dat? And we're going to take him for a four-year deal, $64 million, including the largest signing bonus for an offensive lineman in NFL history, $31 million. Hey, you know what? In a matter of moments, it's going to be the NCAA tournament. It gets underway at 11:15. Northwestern and Illinois will be in action. Illinois will take on Arkansas in Des Moines at 3:30, while Northwestern will take on Boise State. We'll have that game in progress at 7 o'clock. So if you're looking for Cats basketball, we have it right here on the Home of the Bears, ESPN 1000. Jay Moore.
Follow Chicago's Home for Sports on Twitter at ESPN 1000. Cap and Jay Hood are back on ESPN Chicago. Chicago's Home for Sports.
It's the Cap'n J. Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. The same ESPN Chicago app, by the way, where you could find, today's Thursday, Good Karma Wrestling.
Right there on the Twitter feed, baby.
Right, at ESPN 1000. You can be able to check out Good Karma Wrestling. Ooh, woo! A bottle of light is, if you're 18 and a full sweater. Hey, Rick, you can't say that on TV.
I just did.
So, yeah, we got Good Karma Wrestling. So much to talk about. AEW was had a great show in Winnipeg, Manitoba. Raw was terrific. SmackDown was terrific as they get closer to WrestleMania. If you're a wrestling fan or know of one, check out Good Karma Wrestling on the Twitter feed at ESPN 1000. Of course, the podcast. Again, the ESPN Chicago podcast. Look for Good Karma Wrestling and boom, you're right in there. By the way, do you have your, do you know where you're going with the NCAA tournament? Do you have your
My bracket? Tickets?
Yeah.
It's right here.
What do you got? What do you like?
I have Texas winning the national championship.
Boy, what a story from an assistant coach to be able to get that done.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yes.
So, yes, I have the Texas Longhorns knocking out the Arizona Wildcats in the championship game.
I had Duke and UCLA.
In the championship. Wow, what is this, 1986?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
I have my other two Final Four clubs, the Golden Eagles of Marquette, don't call them the Warriors, mm-hmm. and the University of Connecticut.
Interesting. Final Four is Arizona, Duke, Texas, and UCLA. Mm-hmm. I do have some upsets in the first round, Cap. And I don't know if you're, if you've got your bets through yet, but mm-hmm. I think this season for me, and again, I'm on the road with the UIC Flames, so I'm watching a lot of college basketball, including our team. I just think there's been a lot of parity here. Of course, and I'm saying in the first round, first couple of rounds. Mm-hmm. It comes down to the best, I would agree. Top seeds will be in the Final Four. But like, I like Furman. I'm going to click Furman on my DraftKings against Virginia
today. Todd's a good guy.
I think Furman's going to win.
Todd is a really good guy. I like Todd Furman.
Not him.
Oh, no. The school.
No, the police officer in Los Angeles.
Mark
Furman.
Oh, my God.
That's can you imagine that guy's old school after he beat the hell out of Rodney King?
Oh, boy.
So, anyway, so.
I actually have the Furman Paladins winning today.
Mm-hmm. I like them. I like Utah State
mm-hmm.
against Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
I like, you know what? Here's one. And see, this comes down to injuries, too. There's 5 or 6 injuries that are pretty prevalent here in the first round of the tournament. Tennessee's one of their key players is out mm-hmm. or questionable.
Mm-hmm.
I'm leaning Louisiana.
They also have one of the worst tournament head coaches ever. A guy who has been, I think, in 28 tries, he's made the second weekend 7 times. He's got
Rick Barnes.
Rick Barnes, yeah.
He's one of the worst tournament coaches ever. He's played 46 games. He's a losing record.
State's going to get past USC, right? Michigan State? they're going to win this first round, right?
The thing about them is if they do, they're going to go to the Elite Eight. Otherwise, they're leaving in the first round. It's one of two things with Izzo teams. Either you lose right away or you go to the Elite Eight.
Now, you like Illinois or do you like Arkansas today?
I think Arkansas takes them out.
Now, here's the thing about Arkansas, and we'll give you a phone call just momentarily. Just want to just say this. Arkansas, to me, is I don't think they're overly talented this year, Cap. They try to out-athlete you. And you know what I mean by that from a basketball standpoint, yeah. Right? Out-athlete you, meaning like you don't have a lot of skill, but that guy's – their players that go to the basket.
And, boy, they play hard, outrun. And they're well-coached.
Yeah.
Eric Musselman can coach.
There won't be any shirt taken off here for Musselman, I don't think. We're not going to see him take the shirt off too often here in the tournament like he usually does. I think Illinois has been so up and down that I think that they're going to lose this one. And I like Boise State, too, against Northwestern.
Oh, I like Northwestern.
I don't know what to expect there.
I think Northwestern wins this game. I think you win in the tournament at the early levels with guard play. And Northwestern has really good guard play. Although Chase Audige has not shot the ball well. That's a concern.
Can I just tell you why? First of all, I don't like the draw that they got to play in Sacramento. And I think that Boise's fan base will travel to Sacramento. They're closer.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah.
How many Cats fans will be there?
I think a good more than you think.
They'll be down. They'll be in
Evanston.
It's
not like they go every year crying out loud.
They're packing the bars in Evanston. They ain't going.
Buddy of mine, he's a listener, texted or tweeted us. He was in a bar in Sacramento last night when De'Aaron Fox hit the jump shot to beat the Bulls.
Aww.
The place went nuts.
Yeah.
They got a good team this year.
Light the
Finally.
Beam. Was that Shea Light the Beam for Sacramento?
Yeah, the Kings, it's Light the Beam.
Light the Beam or whatever it is. They're good, by the way, Cap. I told you. And the reason why the Sacramento's good is because of health. They stay healthy.
Correct.
Jay Moore, I can't remember I said on the podcast, the NBA podcast the other day, something like they've played something like their starters 60 games so far this season. They've been blessed with good health. And I think Mike Brown's a coach of the year for Sacramento.
It was 60
he's done
games.
A great job.
Something like that. Yeah. So while you're doing Windy City Bulls, I watched the Bulls for you. I did my recap. I was ready to go. You should have had me do your recap. I would have said it to you.
That would have been awesome.
It would have scared a lot of people.
Hey, I'm going out of the country in May. I might have you do it like the White Sox recap.
I'll do them.
That'd be awesome.
I'd do it for you. I'm your friend. I have no problem doing that.
That'd be awesome.
It's the recap. I'm Jay. Oh, where's Cap?
He's
is
out
he?
Of town.
I'll be glad to do it for
He's
you.
He's eating chocolate in Paris.
Joey G.
Good morning.
Morning. How are you, sir?
Good. How are you, Mr. Kaplan?
How are you, Joey?
Good. I'll be in front of your window with my skateboard tomorrow morning, okay?
With your skateboard? That would be a thing to see.
Yeah, especially with a beef sandwich in one hand and a box of hoodies in another.
God bless you.
What do you think of cinnamon rolls?
Cinnamon rolls are the bomb.
Yeah, my wife texted me the same thing.
That cinnamon bun is incredible, and I love Stan's donuts.
Oh, Stan's is outstanding. So he likes cinnamon rolls.
Yeah, my wife loves cinnamon rolls. I'm much more of a coffee cake person. Like, if I'm going to cheat and do that, like Vicky McHenry just sent us a screenshot or a picture. She's cooking cinnamon rolls.
Oh. Fantastic.
I'm sure they're delicious.
Fantastic.
If I'm going to cheat, I'm going coffee cake 10 times out of 10.
312-332-3776 is our phone number. Again, we're going to hear from Ryan Poles, the general manager for the Chicago Bears, momentarily. Shay, Jay Moore, just let us know when he steps to the podium. We'll go right there, right here on the home of the Bears, ESPN 1000. In the meantime, and in between time, in Harvey, here's Marcus on ESPN 1000. What's up, Marcus?
Hey, good morning, fellas. How you doing?
How you doing?
Marcus, darling.
Today's my birthday, so, celebrating my birthday and my mom's birthday as well. So,
happy birthday to
happy
both
birthday
y'all.
Yeah, the whole crew.
Oh, thank you. I just wanted to quickly talk about the Rodgers situation. First, I just want to say, why hasn't anybody given Brandon Marshall any type of credit? Because he actually is the only one that reported first about the retirement. We made that post on Instagram. And if you go according to the timeline, is like when Rodgers said that he was 90% retired and still 10% considering. Brandon Marshall put out there, congratulations on your retirement. Rodgers said that he went into the darkness saying, oh, Green Bay's like, oh, you know, take as much time as you want, yada, yada, yada. I didn't know they didn't want to trade me. Actually, if you look at the report, I did my research on February 13th is when the report first came out. Packers may be open to trading them. He went in the darkness like a week later.
Mm-hmm.
So my point of view of the whole situation is I don't think he's being totally truthful. I think he's more on that lover scorn type situation. He went to the darkness thinking, okay, they'll change their mind. They'll want me back. The organization stuck to their guns.
Marcus, we appreciate the phone call. Let's go to Ryan Poles, the general manager for the Chicago Bears, right here on the Home of the Bears, ESPN 1000.